Headphone listen to an audio version of this post. School and district system administrators can now access usage reports on how their HIPARA tools are being used via the HIPARA admin console. Schools and districts can also add authorized users for their affiliated schools. For example, a building principal may want to see how often teachers close tabs to plan a digital citizenship initiative for their campus. Or, the district director of professional development might want to assess how the tools are used across the district to plan professional development offerings. There are so many great ways to use this information to improve teaching and learning. What's included in a HIPARA usage report? HIPARA usage reports provide data on HIPARA instructional suite usage within a domain at the school or district level. It consists of four different views of usage data and allows district, school technology administrators to generate their own reports on demand. The reports contain information about the number of unique users, days active in a given time period, pages visited on the HIPARA platform, and actions used such as closing tabs or creating a guided browsing session. Number of users. This chart shows the unique numbers of users in a defined period. For example, this chart shows that usage by teachers was low during May, but jumped back up again in June. Days active. The active days report tells you how many days a district or school's teachers were actively using HIPARA. Pages visited. This page of the report shows information about the pages that educators visited during the time range entered. Did they view student screens? Review a student document? Set up a focused browsing session? Knowing this information can help educators start conversations about which parts of HIPARA they are using and why. It's important to know how much a tool is being used, but it's even more crucial to know why and how it's impacting teaching and learning. Usage reports give educational leaders a good jumping-off point to start talking to classroom teachers and encourage them to reflect on their practice. Actions used. In this portion of the usage report, you can really get a good understanding of how educators are using HIPARA to support teaching and learning. The chart displays the main features of HIPARA that teachers are using each month. In this example report, it looks like many teachers are closing tabs and providing a reason for doing so to the student. This is a best practice in digital learning environments because it helps learners understand why their tab is being closed. Hopefully, they can take this formative feedback and use it to improve their digital citizenship in the future. Additionally, many teachers here are pausing student screens to refocus their attention for a moment. With the busy activity of a classroom, it's helpful for teachers to have a tool that can pull everyone back in for a moment. HIPARA usage reports are designed in a way that streamlines information, and best of all, they can be accessed at any time by a technology administrator or authorized user. Learn what to focus on when building a culture of digital citizenship, including conversation starters for learners and educators. Download the ebook.